decomposing magnetic fields in three dimensions over the central molecular zone, by Yu Hu et al. Measuring magnetic fields in the interstellar medium and obtaining their distribution along line of sight is very challenging with the traditional techniques. The velocity gradient technique, VGT, which utilizes anisotropy of magnetohydrodynamic, MHD, turbulence, provides an attractive solution. Targeting the central molecular zone, CMZ, we test this approach by applying the VGT to CARAT-12CO and CARAT-13CO, J equals 1 to 0, data cubes. We first used the SCO-USEPY algorithm to decompose the CO line emissions into separate velocity components, and then we constructed pseudo-Stokes parameters via the VGT to map the plane of the sky magnetic fields in three dimension. We present the decomposed magnetic field maps and investigate their significance. While the line-of-sight integrated magnetic field orientation is shown to be consistent with the polarized dust emission from the Planck survey at 353 GHz, individual velocity components may exhibit different magnetic fields. We present a scheme of magnetic field configuration in the CMZ based on the decomposed magnetic fields. In particular, we observe a nearly vertical magnetic field orientation in the dense clump near the SGRB2 and a change in the outflow regions around the SGRA. Two high-velocity structures associated with an expanding ring in the CMZ show distinct swirling magnetic field structures. These results demonstrate the potential power of the VGT to decompose velocity or density-dependent magnetic structures. This was Decomposing Magnetic Fields in Three Dimensions Over the Central Molecular Zone, by Yu Hu et al.